goes to Dr. Russell Anderson, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Sharon Peet, P like Paul, E-E-T, date of birth 10/12/1944. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Peet with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Her last visit was March 22nd of this year. At that time, she was going to start Rocaltrol for elevated intact parathyroid hormone. The medication was called in, but then she never picked it up and didn't start it. Her intact parathyroid hormone was 215.3, and that was March 15th of this year. Prior to that, it was 71.7. But without any treatment, June 14th, now it's 114.3. So at this point, we're just going to watch that. And calcium level was also normal at 8.8. She's feeling well. She's not had any hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has had chronic shortness of breath since she had COVID twice, she states. So she still does not like to get out and expose herself to other people. She's known a few people that have had it more than twice, the actual infection. No chest pain or palpitations, though. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No dizziness. No edema. Medications. I want to highlight the maximum dose of lisinopril. It's 40 milligram daily. Also, gabapentin is 300 milligram twice a day, in addition to other routine medications. And she has never started Rocaltrol, so we're going to hold that for now. Physical exam, the only vital sign she could get for us today was her weight. That was 138 pounds, and that is stable. Previous visit, it was 140. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 14th of 2022, and her creatinine was higher than usual. She generally runs 1.7, but it was 2.0 with estimated GFR of 24. Albumin 3.9, calcium is 8.8, sodium is 137, potassium 5.0, carbon dioxide is low at 17. Her phosphorus 5.1, intact parathyroid hormone without treatment is now down to 114.3. Hemoglobin 10.9 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4 chronic kidney disease with a slight increase in creatinine in June. We're going to ask her to repeat all of our labs in July of this year, and we will monitor the intact parathyroid hormone on a regular basis. We would like her to continue doing labs every 1 to 3 months based on we will let her know how often to do them after we get the new creatinine level back. She should follow a low-salt diet and avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.